In today's Gospel reading, Jesus continues to teach his disciples and he challenges them to think differently about what it means to follow him. John, one of his disciples, approaches Jesus and says, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not one of us." John's reaction is one we can often relate to, a concern about who belongs to the group and who does not. But Jesus' response is surprising. He tells John, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us." This passage invites us to reflect on how we understand community and discipleship. Jesus challenges his disciples not to get caught up in exclusion, but to recognize that God's work is not limited to any one group. The work of God can be done by those outside of our group. The challenge for us is to resist the temptation of exclusivity and instead embrace the humility to see God's presence and actions in the unexpected places. Jesus then shifts the focus to the seriousness of sin, especially in leading others astray. He uses strong language, saying it would be better for someone to have a great millstone tied around their neck and be thrown into the sea than to cause one of the little ones who believe in him to stumble. These little ones could be those in distress, the vulnerable members of the community, those new in their faith, could be those struggling, could be those led astray in many ways. Jesus emphasizes the responsibility we have toward one another in the community of faith. How we act, how we live, and how we lead others can either build up the body of Christ or cause harm. This is why Jesus uses these shocking images when talking about sin. He says, if your hand, if your foot, if your eye causes you to sin, it is better to remove it than to allow it to lead you into a state of separation from God. Of course, Jesus is not speaking literally here. He is using the images to stress how important it is to address the things in our lives that lead us away from him. Whether it is a habit, whether it is relationship or a way of thinking, Jesus calls us to cut out anything that leads us into sin and away from his love. At the heart of this gospel reading, my friends, is a call to self-discipline. Jesus is teaching us that following him requires more than just outward displays of discipleship. It requires an inner transformation, a willingness to confront the areas of our lives where we may be stumbling. It also calls us to think about how our actions impact others, especially those who are vulnerable in their faith. In today's world, this message is as relevant as ever. We live in a world that often encourages us to think about personal success, personal achievement, and independence. But Jesus reminds us that true discipleship is not about individual greatness. It is about living in such a way that others are uplifted, are strengthened, and encouraged. It is about being open to the possibility that God is at work in ways we might not recognize. As we reflect on this gospel, let us ask ourselves, where in our lives do we need to cut out the things that lead us away from God? How can we be more attentive to the needs of others, especially those who count on us, those who are vulnerable in or new in their faith? And how can we cultivate a spirit of openness to the ways God is working in and through others, even those outside our groups? May the Lord give us the grace to live with humility, to be vigilant in avoiding sin, and to always seek ways to build up the body of Christ in love and faithfulness. God bless you all.